When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I know we'll probably end up talking about this in a second, but the eclipse yesterday, you know? Did you know there was going to be an eclipse yesterday?
What happened?
Oh, there was an eclipse yesterday. I don't know if you heard about it. We were all out, whatever, in the green space.
Yeah.
For 4 minutes and 35 seconds to watch the eclipse or whatever it was. And it was funny because at one point, everyone was focusing on, like, had an extra pair of glasses over their phone, whatever, camera, trying to take pictures. I was doing the same thing and realizing that we're literally missing the eclipse because you can't see anything when you're taking a pic. It was so funny. It's like
Look at these freaking pictures again.
Nobody will look at these. And you go online and see people with professional stuff and it looks awesome. And yeah.
Let the pros do it. It's like, oh my God, let somebody, you know, it was insane. But there was, I saw a couple of professionals that had cameras set up. Had the whole gear set up. So they're filming and they were taking different, like, slow motion. They were taking all these different variety, had the cameras all set up. They're taking all the pictures, had all the gear. And then they were able to wear their glasses and watch the eclipse themselves while their cameras were catching it over here.
Set it and forget it. We're at one point when it was like almost like as total as we were going to get. I love me a bald eagle. A bald eagle flew right over our office and was heading right towards where the sun was. But you couldn't look at it.
Nope.
You couldn't see through the glasses and take your glasses off quick. And you see this big little flash and you're like, I want to see that eagle, but I can't.
Did you see the one down in Texas where they saw a flying saucer?
Mm-mm.
They have video because it was kind of overcast where they were watching down somewhere. I can't remember where it was in Texas. I have it marked somewhere, but anyway, because that was fascinating because they're filming and all of a sudden somebody's like, oh my God, and you hear a bunch of people. Look at that. And they're looking off to like the left side of the screen and you see something flying and it's kind of a weird shape flying towards the clouds that we're covering and it goes into the clouds and it doesn't come out the other side. And it was pretty large. It was really weird. And then all the people started screaming because they all saw the same thing and they were all just like, What was that? Because it was flying.
Ooh, that's
across
awesome.
From left to right. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So
I saw something on Twitter over the weekend. I think it was true. I don't know. I think it was the Sun, I believe, someplace in Europe, some publication out of Europe that showed one of the best pictures of a flying saucer that has been withheld from the public for like 40 some years. And who knows? And it's amazing. It really is because there's like fighter jets next to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any research or I clicked on it, but so I don't know if it's real or not, but I bet.
Thanks for bringing that to the table.
Yeah.
With no proof.
No proof.
Nothing to I saw something really cool, but I can't remember what it was.
See, but with you, all I have to do is say something and you can't help but research it. Beth is the same way. So I just throw things out there and let you guys go do my work. You're like you're like my ChatGPT bots.
You gave us nothing. That gives me nothing.
Yeah, it was called the best. It wasn't my opinion that it was the best. Best photo of a flying saucer ever.
Did they say flying saucer?
Disc, maybe. They didn't say UFO. They said, I think it was flying disc or whatever. And it had been suppressed from the public for X amount of years. 40 some years, 30 some years.
Well, if you put in flying disc, you get a Frisbee. So
flying, say, what else would a disc be called? Saucer,
UFO?
Maybe saucer.
How about just UFO? Best UFO picture ever?
Yeah.
That's from 2 years ago. It happened in 1990. That was in Scotland.
Okay. See, you found it.
That's not what?
I saw it over the weekend.
None of your facts were right.
I saw it over the weekend. So, but I didn't know when it was initially posted. So, but it was new to me on Saturday. So that's why I thought it was like just came out.
This was posted in August of 22, and it's from 1990.
Okay. track so far.
It's called the Calvin photo, C-A-L-V-I-N-E. So maybe Calvin.
Spider jet behind it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. See?
That's from 1990 is the picture.
I'm like
nothing you said was in that headline.
I'm like T-Rex DNA and you're frog DNA. I bring something to the table and you fill in the gaps to create the actual picture.
Oh my
the
God.
Actual thing. You got it though. You got it from my information.
The Calvin photo after 30 years missing. It just says best UFO picture ever.
Okay.
Flying disc.
We got there. All I got to do is just sprinkle the infield with a little bit of information and you guys can take it across.
The Calvin, see hikers. Oh, because that's the location where it was. They don't know who the people were that took the pictures. So they've never come forward. But it's in the British National Archives, which is crazy. I wonder why it got, how anybody even saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago, but still, I know. Yeah. I know. I think there's stuff out there. I know.
Oh, for sure.
There's got to be. Okay. So on that note, Centris says, great. Now's a great time to talk about us. So Centris Federal Credit Union has been around since 1934 and they are partners with us. They're old enough. They should know better than to do that, right? I guess. I don't know. But if you're looking for a reason to change banks, like you've got a big bank and you're thinking, well, what would be the benefit of working with a bank that is right here in the community and been here since 1934? Your parents and grandparents have probably, they know about Centris Federal Credit Union. Your great-grandparents might even know about Centris Federal Credit Union. Now would be a great time to just check in with them and say, okay, tell me what the deal is, why it's better to work with you guys. And they have got a laundry list of reasons why working with them is the way to go. Federally insured NCUA equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
All right. So more on the, let's go back to the blinding eclipse. Mm-hmm. Which the weirdest part about the eclipse in the middle of the day, and here we were really fortunate because it was a clear day, right? I mean, it was just as clear.
Gorgeous.
As but the long shadows about an hour before, 45 minutes before, like zero, the shadows starting getting longer across the yard, and it was coming, it was just afternoon.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like that looks weird. And then it started getting that weird color, but it didn't really get dark. I did see some video from some places where they had total darkness, you know, in some creepy. Of those areas. Yeah. It was kind of creepy, but what, 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
In total. And there's a couple of things I was going to grab. First off, I have to give credit to, and I know about everybody and their dog saw this post because it had about 200,000 likes last I saw. But if you follow, NASA has a couple of accounts. One is about the moon and one is about the sun. So at NASA moon, at NASA sun, and at NASA moon was blocked by the sun.
That's funny.
So, and then had a screenshot of NASA sun is blocked. And that's like, NASA's sun is blocked. So the moon blocked the sun. So that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
Did you get that the right way? Yeah. So that was funny. And then the other thing that I thought was hilarious is somebody posted this little chart, Google graphics, you know, when you look at what people are searching for and what's popular. Let's see if I can go to the source here. So the one yesterday, people are so dumb. There are days you just worry about humanity in general. It says breaking search results for why do my eyes hurt and my eyes hurt have exploded. So that shows the Google search results, the typical results, and then the results probably like about 2 hours before to about 2 or 3 hours after.
I saw a meme yesterday that said,
and why do my eyes hurt?
I saw a meme yesterday that somebody posted. And it said, just like every other day, please do not stare directly at me. Thank you. I know people are dumb. People just, I mean, they're really dumb. When, if you look back and see all the things that we have to spell out for people, whether it's because insurance reasons or tell people not for whatever reason, you got people eating Tide Pods. You got people looking up at the sun. It's like, when did people get so just checked out and dumb?
I just think we need to stop it. We're interfering with natural selection.
Yes.
By continually putting out all these warnings.
And I think the only reason why we are in support of thinning the herd is because I'm fairly confident I wouldn't be thinned out. I think I'm enough to make the cut. Right. I'm not by no means at the top of the herd. I'm not leading anybody anywhere, but I think I'm in the hunt.
So I would say that anybody that probably wouldn't make the cut doesn't even know it.
Right.
Good point. Their feelings won't be hurt. They'd be fine. So yeah. But please just stop with the warnings. Stop with the warnings. Let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, speaking of that too, of dumb things people do, this is a really good one. So there was a post that was put out by somebody from another country, and they just put out a question and just said, hey, just curious, all the people that aren't American, what do Americans do that you think is weird or that weirds you out?
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation, because you need to know going into 2024 kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking mm-hmm. about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing, and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision. Going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
That was the question.
Okay. It's pretty broad. There's probably a lot.
There definitely is a theme, without a doubt. There are several that you see many times. So just to kind of hit some of the highlights, some people are saying, so these are people that are not Americans, weird things about Americans. Okay. Coffee creamer.
Oh, that's a weird thing we do?
Apparently. Air conditioning.
I thought people in Europe put cream in tea.
Maybe,
I mean, that's
so
weird.
But I think maybe they're talking about the powdered coffee creamer.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's it. Another one is air conditioning everywhere.
That's not weird. That's smart. What are you talking about?
Another one is the butter thing at the cinema. You're telling me you can just add melted butter to popcorn by yourself? It's not really butter, though. I hate to tell them. And again, coffee in the creamer. There's that one again. All right, let's grab another group of them. Shoes on the bed.
That we do, we put shoes on the bed?
No, we have our shoes on, either laying on the bed or on the couch. Like laying on the couch and your shoes are still on.
Oh, I don't do that.
Shoes in the house also is another one that a lot of people mentioned as well. And I do know a lot of people, though, that everybody kicks their shoes off when they come in the door. So you aren't walking around the house with whatever stuck to your bottom of your feet when you walked in.
That's fine.
But if you're from the farm, it's a little different.
Right. Yeah. Well, and our whole house is wood. And it's like, if it's wood, it doesn't bother us as much. If it was carpet, maybe, but
it'd be stuck in the carpet. I don't know. I can kind of understand that.
Yeah. Me too. Cause sometimes I'll be standing and going pee and I look down and the water is just shiny. Or not the water. I'm sorry. The floor is just shiny. I'm like, ugh.
I don't want to talk about that anyway. Also the way we write our dates. So we write month, day, year. Everywhere else apparently in the world writes day, month, year.
Which that kind of makes sense going from like the smallest. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. A lot of people mentioned how loud we are in public. Okay, since when you're on vacation, you can always tell where the Americans are.
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Eating stuff off of paper plates.
I don't know. Italians are loud. Italians are really loud.
He's like, wait, I'm not done with that.
Yeah, hold on a second. Every Italian in my family is very loud. And everyone that I know.
Are they in Italy loud or are they American Italian loud?
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Could be. All right. So the next one, eating stuff off paper plates.
That's okay.
Sorry. It says it's so wasteful. It's unnecessary. Feels like you're attending a 4-year-old's birthday party.
But you don't have to do dishes.
But you don't have to do dishes, right? Another one says, How many people think that Canada is in Europe? What? Nobody in America thinks that, do they?
I would hope, again, back to our conversation at the beginning, maybe the people that are eating Tide Pods.
There you go. That very well could be. Okay. Super weird how when y'all leave home, the moment you're 18, most of your parents are excited about it. Most of us in Latin America, we live with our parents until we get married or in a very serious relationship or moving for a big job.
I think if we could sit those parents down with Dr. Phil or Oprah, I think they'd all come clean and be like, no, you know what? They need to bounce at 18.
Next one says, it doesn't really freak me out, but it's so weird about how America markets and the whole marketing culture around holidays. They're so extra about Valentine's, Easter, and Halloween.
Well, yeah.
I get it.
Me too. I mean, especially Halloween.
Yes.
Especially Halloween and Valentine's Day, completely fabricated, stupid holidays, and Easter, great holiday, but way over marketed for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Christmas, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the other holidays, and especially in the fall when you start that the snowball starts rolling downhill of Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's, then Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And you're barely past Christmas and Valentine's candy is out and you haven't even hit New Year's yet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like they've been really pushing that.
There's already 4th of July stuff out at stores.
Exactly.
And Memorial Day stuff. So other countries don't do that. Like there's not Valentine's Day and where other places. And
I'd have to look that one up, but maybe it's just the marketing of it.
The excessive.
I don't know if they have Halloween year, you know, everywhere.
Probably not because they're smart everywhere else.
Right. Now I got to look it up because now you ask a question and we're sitting here. Halloween in Europe. Let's see. Halloween in Europe, October 31st. Halloween used to be an American tradition in recent years. Europe has been catching on and it's a big cause for celebration in European cities. In 21, actually, there were a ton of parties. So like in this, the last few years.
And I think we could probably thank social media, TikTok and stuff like that for that. People in those countries that would never see some of the stupid holidays we have are now seeing them and thinking, hey, this is kind of cool.
Agree. What is with the stupid amount of water, bottled water you guys buy? What's wrong with drinking tap water?
I agree with that. I drink tap water. Yeah. It's so funny. When before Sophia moved out, she would only fill her Yeti thingy up in the fridge. And we're like, so just so you know, we've lived in this house for 4 years and we've never changed the filter. So if I were you, I would not do that. I would use the tap.
Oh my God.
She didn't want
you're poisoning her. Are you trying to poison her?
Building up that immune system.
Take that filter out. Take a look inside it.
Yeah. Just like you said with country kids walking in, it's a little bit different. It's the same thing with water. Like we'll drink out of a hose. We'll drink out of a tap.
I don't drink in the tap, but I have to say, we had a well when I grew up. So yeah, I drank out of the hose. I don't know. I have a filter. Yeah. I don't drink straight out of the tap. So Fahrenheit.
That's where your one filter is. It's the only filter you have in life. Your phone and on filter. Your water. Yeah.
I have a filter. I do have the filter on my water. Fahrenheit. We're the only ones apparently that still do that instead of Celsius. Yeah. Americans don't shower every day and they don't use a bidet. Gross.
Yeah. I would love to use a bidet. I still have not used a bidet. I want to use a bidet because I think it's fantastic. The only thing we were talking about this weekend, have you ever used a bidet?
No.
So bidet people, when you use a bidet, do you have like paper towels there next to dry your situation? Cause you'd go through toilet paper pretty quick. Because there's no way it's like that pinpoint of a mark or whatever that doesn't spray.
I don't know. I don't know what the process is. I've never seen the directions. I don't know the process at all. And it says bidet's not normalized here. A lot of us do have proper hygiene, though. Thank you. That was the American replying. So I don't know. I don't know how that works. I have no idea. Interesting. Yeah, I would not mind it.
I mean, yeah.
I wonder, but it's just not normalized here at all. Putting marshmallows on sweet potatoes. Duh.
I mean, duh. Double duh. People that question that have not tried it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then what else? I think then we get back to the shoes inside, loud everywhere. This is a totally different person. And think that you own the world. Okay, that was another one. That's how they look at Americans. Americans eat too much cheese.
Duh.
Again. Are you kidding me? Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Coffee creamer. We're back to that again. Paper plates. That one's still pretty popular. Yeah, it's just funny. There's definitely a theme about some of the things that people pick. The cheese thing comes up several times and somebody says, well, maybe it's a Wisconsin thing. Is it the whole country? You know, it's like really crazy. So
it kind of lends itself to knowing that people in other countries do eat a little bit healthier than us, since they don't default to putting marshmallows on things and eating a lot of cheese and all this stuff.
Possibly, or maybe the fact that, I don't know. It's hard to say, but yeah. So there you go. That's kind of all I got really for today. I know it's not like super exciting, but that's what happens every week.
Right.
It's Tuesday.
Right. It's Tuesday. Post eclipse. What else do you want?
Happens. That's what happens. So anyway.
Alrighty. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate the support. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast. A Huda Media Production.